Blog Talk Radio.
Back, I'm trying to put you to bed.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. So back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama cast me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
please, no one above you.
You all appreciate
it. Don't you know we love you?
Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you?
And dear mama,
baby, please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet
dear
baby,
mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
I miss you.
to fade away. Holding you in my arms made me feel so happy. Then you said you had to go. What's wrong? Baby, I need to know. Back and rescue me from all this pain and misery.
Welcome to my world of grain, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood in the building. I appreciate everybody tuning in, showing love and support. Everybody, well, I'm on air, I can't talk to you. You got to call in, I can't talk to you. Tonight, we're just trying to show some love and support for those who lost somebody. I mean, I just found out, oh, rest in peace, DJ Mr. C. I just found out Mr. C passed away today. Rest in peace, sir. I won't say any of the things that I would normally have to say about him. I mean, you know, can't speak ill of the dead. Once they're gone, you got to pray for the best, that their soul find a better place to be. And so I wish that for them. Shout out to anybody who lost somebody this week, last week, this month, last year. You know, tonight I wanted to actually speak on what research says, what happens once you pass away. It's interesting. And the question of what happens after death is one of life's great mysteries. It's been a subject of speculation, belief, and scientific inquiry. And experiences reported by those who have had near-death experiences often include feeling of peace, the presence of light, encounters with people or spirits, and the sense of being outside of your body. And with that being said, today, just a little bit before the show, interesting. I was inquiring about the purchase of something completely different. I wasn't even anything to do with the radio or anything like that. And while I was speaking to this person, they went in. I got to tell y'all this. While I was speaking to this person, hold on one second. Did she respond back to me? No, she still ain't respond back to me. Okay, so while I was speaking to this person, she brought up the fact that, you know, that she, I kind of feel like it was kind of premeditated because we was having a conversation about something totally different. Then she brought up the fact that she heard that I was in radio and blah, 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 blah. And I told her, yeah, this is, baffles me that today was the day that I spoke to this lady. And she comes out of the blue and says, I would love to come on your show because my daughter was possessed by a demon and nobody believes me. So I recorded her. I'm like, what? Where's Ashton? Come on out. You about to think. You punking me? This is what I'm thinking in my head. Are you punking me right now? Did somebody, what? Did somebody tell you to say this? What? Quickly, I realized that she was very serious. She's very serious about what she's talking about. And so the other conversation, this just happened, guys, just happened right before the show. And so the other conversation that we were having completely went out the door. I didn't really give a fuck about that conversation anymore. And I said to her, what? And she's like, yeah, well, you know, she was possessed by a demon. And she said nobody would believe me. And I've been dying to tell my story, but nobody would believe me, she said. And so I recorded it. I said, so you recorded it? She was like, yeah. She was like, and she didn't say it right, so I misunderstood what she said at first. Then she goes on to say she committed suicide. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I go right into, you know, apologetics, and I'm like, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, and blah, blah, blah. And she didn't respond to that. She just kept talking, and it was a little baffling to me that she didn't respond because, you know, somebody passed away. You go, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. They go, thank you, or whatever. But she didn't say nothing, and she still kept talking. And then she says, well, I have the tape. I said, the tape? She was like, yeah, I have the tape of the demon and it being inside of my daughter, and then you can hear me in the background trying to pray the demon out of my daughter. Again, looking for Ashton. No Ashton came out, so she must be serious. So I said, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to hear this. Yeah, but she says, I'm going to turn everything down in my house off. I'm going to turn everything off in my house, and you turn everything off. She said, I'm going to turn everything off in my house. I said, okay, fine. So we both got everything down. She turns it up at first, and it's so loud, I can't really hear her. But she's not, obviously not on the phone. She's trying to adjust the talking here. So she turns it up. And, oh, let me throw this in. Before she says that, I say to her, it's just odd that I'm talking to you because I'm a light. She goes, are you? I said, yeah, I'm a light. And she seemed to know what a light was. And then I said, and I was born with a veil over my face. She was like, oh, wow, what does that mean? So I'm like, I was born a light, meaning I'm a prophet. If you don't know what a prophet is, look it up. And a veil over your face, born with a veil over your face, you can see death, sickness, dead people. You can see it's a lot of different things. So I was saying that to say to her, I want to know if you're lying to me. Now, if you know those terminologies of the things that, you know, that I'm saying, and she, to me, I felt she knew, you would know that I was getting at, I'm going to know if you're fucking lying to me. So I sat there and I listened. At first, all you could hear, so at first, all you can hear is her. You can hear her. It's really, really loud. And I'm, again, I can't speak to her. And I'm saying in my head, like, damn, I can't really hear what's going on. But then I quiet my mind. And I listen very, very carefully. And so now that I'm tuned into her, I can hear her saying, come out of my child, please. Please come out of my child. Please come out of my child. Come out of my child. Please come out of my child. Come out of my child. Please come out of, please come out of my child. That's my child barking. Come out of my child. Please come out of my child. And then all of a sudden I hear, who do you think you are? Whoa. And then I hear like a girl, like a little girl, or I don't know if she's a little girl, but I hear a girl's voice like laughing. Like as if, like, just imagine you watching Poltergeist and the demonic spirit is talking and then the little girl comes back and it's going back and forth. It's going back. I'm listening to this. But now, and I'm keeping this 100, as I'm listening, because I can't, again, I cannot hear, so my eyes is closed and I'm closing everything out and I'm actually, like, kind of putting myself, because when you have different spiritual things going on, and some people who know what I'm talking about, you can do an out of body situation where you can remove yourself from this place to that place. And I was kind of going into this, it's the third eye, and I was kind of going into that because I wanted to hear it so bad. And then while I was listening in my own head or spirit, I heard, that's enough, cut it off. I heard that clearly. That's enough. You heard enough. Cut it off. I know that voice, and I know that voice was God, and I know that voice was telling me, all right, that's enough of whatever. It's enough. And I'm so nosy. Like, my nosy overwhelms me so bad. I'm so nosy, and I knew it was God because I said to God, I said, come on, God, let me just hear just a little more. And He put a fucking dagger right through that. My niece called. So right at that moment, anytime my niece is called, I don't have any children, so everybody in the world knows that my nieces and nephews are like my children. So if they call, it has to be death that's going to keep me away from not answering that call. And in my head, I knew whatever I was listening to was not more important than my niece calling. Anything could be happening with her. And I'm over here, you know, trying to listen to, and so she's calling me, and I'm hearing it now. I'm finally hearing the shit. I'm hearing the spirit, and I'm like, oh, shit, like, it's real. Like, she's not lying, and she's nowhere to be found. This lady is not answering. She's nowhere to be found. And again, it said, I heard clearly. I heard you, Lord. I heard you. I heard you, Lord. Sometimes I could be defined, and I please forgive me. I heard you. He said, I said, that's enough. And I clicked over to my niece. I clicked over, and then the phone died, but I called my niece back first. I called her back, and the crazy thing is the first thing my niece said to me was, are you okay?
I'm like, yeah, why? I said, why you ask that? She said, I don't know. Something inside me just told me to call you right now. Call me. I said, wow. Wow, wow. So now that happened, and the phone cut off. Then it died. Tried to call her back. She didn't answer. I was trying to call her back to say to her, whatever's in me told me I can't listen to that shit no more. I'm sorry, but I can't listen to that. And I'm calling her back, and she's not answering. Calling her back, and she's not answering. So, you know, because I suffer from my own issues, I'm texting her like, "What? This shit must be fake. You like, why are you not picking up? I'm calling you back, and you're not answering me. Why are you not? I just spoke to you. Why are you not calling me back? But now I feel a little worried because it was telling me to hang up because you're exposing that spirit again. And she told me before she played it that it was 15 minutes of it. Now, I'm concerned. Because now she's like, her phone's not answering. She hasn't picked up. She didn't call me back. I mean, I know I don't know this lady, but there's a reason why that happened. I don't know what that reason was. Because I definitely was going to, if she's listening now, because I had texted her because she wanted to call the show, and she wanted to play it, she wanted to speak on it. She is scared. She doesn't really understand what's going on, and nobody believes her. She said nobody believes her, and Now I'm concerned. First, I was pissed off because it's like, what are you doing? You're bullshitting. But I feel like every person that's in my life or comes in contact with me, there's a reason why God puts them there. There's a reason for that. And I definitely was about to give her the message of, if you're listening now, sis, if you can't call me or if you, I don't know what's going on over there, you have to let that go, sis. You got to stop listening to it. Stop listening to it. Stop letting other people listen to it. I completely understand that you don't understand what's going on and you're trying to get people to believe you. I definitely believe you. She said that it started from a Ouija board. Let me say this, please. That shit is nothing to play with. It's not. Let me tell you something. If you don't believe in it and you believe that you can have it in front of you and prove that it's nothing to believe in, you're completely wrong, okay? Don't buy it. Definitely don't use it if you found it somewhere. It's more harmful to you if you find it somewhere. If you find it and use it, it is harmful. It is harmful to you. It is harmful if you find it and something connects to you or something in your family and you don't know how to get rid of what that connection is. It is harmful to you. It's nothing. Spirits is nothing to play with, especially if you don't know what you're doing, especially if you don't know why it connected. And a Ouija board is never good. That's all bad business. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. But I hope you're all right, sis. Crazy. I have no explanation on how or why that shit happened. But I could tell you this. Leave the tape alone. I know you want to keep it for your own reasons. And then on top of it, she said she died. And so I'm giving her the condolences for dying. Then at the end of it, come to find out, the girl didn't die. That she's still, it's crazy. We be back. I'm fucked up.
All the moves. Have you ever loved somebody so much?
We are back. Welcome to my world of green. It is I, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. This is Real Life Wednesdays. Real Life Wednesdays. So the question that I have posed is, what happens after death? And that's one that has intrigued humanity for centuries. It's a topic that encompasses a range of beliefs and theories. Scientifically, when a person dies, their body vital functions cease. And that would include breathing, heartbeat, brain activity. That's the physical aspect. However, many people are curious about the experimental aspect of death, particularly near-death experiences. Some individuals who've been near-death experiences report sensations such as feeling of peace, the thing they call seeing the light, also encountering spirits. And it's important to note that these experiences are subjective and can vary greatly from person to person. Now, from spiritual and religious perspective, beliefs about the afterlife, they differ. It's different. It's widely among cultures and religions. You never know, you know, how they differ. And some believe in the concept of heaven and hell. Others in reincarnation, and some view death as the final end with no consciousness beyond it. I would say that's like my sister's in that belief. She doesn't think there's nothing else after death. Now, ultimately, the experience of death and what follows remains one of life's great mysteries and is deeply, you know, personal subject that each person may differ based on their own beliefs. And like I said, she may say that she doesn't believe that, but then in the second breath, you say, oh, well, mommy left me a message, or mommy said this, and our mom has passed on. And so you can't have it. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have it both ways. Either you believe in afterlife or you don't. Because if you don't believe in it, then there's no way you should be telling me anything that you're hearing or seeing, you know, after the fact, because you don't believe in it. So why you told I can't speak back to you in the proper terminology that would express that we understand each other in that lingo, because you don't believe in it, right? So we can't talk about something you don't believe in. So when she says things like that, I don't even agree or disagree. I say nothing. I stay silent, and I wait for the moment that she questions why I'm too. Doesn't, but she questions why I'm silent, because I will gladly say, how are you even speaking of who you stole, what they said, when you don't believe? You can't have it both ways. You believe in it, then you see and hear and possibly touch. You don't believe in it, then you get nothing. You can't have it both ways, so don't play with it. I just want to say, cultural beliefs about afterlife are diverse and often deeply intertwined with religion and philosophical views, and here are some examples from around the world. Now, ancient Egypt, they believe in the complex afterlife, where the soul would journey to the underworld and face judgment before their great seekers. Now, the outcome of this judgment would determine whether the soul would enjoy eternal life or perish in it. In Hinduism, this religion teaches a concept of reincarnation, where the soul is reborn to a new life form based on the karma accumulated in the past lives. That's crazy. Buddhism is similar to Hinduism. Buddhism believes in reincarnation, but also emphasizes the goal of escaping the cycle of rebirth through enlightenment. Christianity, many Christians believe in heaven and hell, where souls are rewarded or punished after death based on their faith and their actions during life. Then there's Islam. Muslims believe in the day of judgment, when individuals will be sent to paradise or hell based on their deeds and adherence to God's will. Then there's Judaism. There's a belief in the spiritual afterlife, but it is not it's not defined as in Christianity or as in Islam. The focus is more on living a righteous life according to God's law. Then there's Shinto, and I apologize if I'm saying it wrong, Shinto, and Buddhism in Japan. The religions have shaped Japan's spiritual image for centuries, which believes in ancestral spirits and the form of reincarnation. And then there is indigenous African religion. And with that, many African cultures view death as a transition to another realm where the deceased ancestors play an active role in the community life. Then there is mythology, Norse, and the Norse believe a hall where the warriors slain in battle are received by Odin and live in glory until the final battle of Ragnarok. So everyone's belief is different, you know, and whether you believe there's a life after death, that's how you was raised or how you choose to raise you and your family. Me personally, I believe there is a life after death, and I do believe that you are judged by what you are by. I believe that you're judged by what you've done here. I believe that God makes a decision to forgive you on what things you've done, because I don't believe he forgives everything. And then again, I believe he forgives everything, but I don't believe that it goes unpunishable. Maybe he forgave you, and maybe he can allow you to maybe one day come in his kingdom because he forgave you, but I don't believe that he leaves you unpunished if it's done in malice. I don't believe that. I believe that. And like all these artists and things like that's going through, that go through shit, the artists that I personally love, what I say is I hear it, I watch it, I see it, and I say, you know what? God is going to show me who is the truth and who are the fakers. Because if you did those things like molest those children, or you robbed that bank, or you raped a child, or you did any sexual assault, or any of those things, and you cry and beg for forgiveness, yeah, he'll forgive you. But I believe your karma is going to jail. Your karma is getting the chair. Your karma is having those very same things that you did to children.
Together, oh, there fish and please. Drive her all up the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We even gonna make it to this club. And I'm a mascara running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica and whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. So 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we even gonna make it to this club.
Of me, I think wanna be the girl you love. cause you don't even suspect. Could probably tell it about the changes I've been going through. Oh, only you knew how much I knew.
Welcome back. You already, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood in the building. Shout out to everybody tuned in. I appreciate you. My niece said, ever since this solar eclipse, shit is going haywire, she said. I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. I know it's just, oh, my God. So I'm in the back because now I'm fucked up with that story I told you. And this lady's like I'm obsessed now. Like, she's really not picking up. She hasn't responded to a text. She hasn't picked up. Like, you know how you can see if somebody read it or whatever. You can't. I don't see any I don't know what to do at this point. I really don't. Spirits are nothing to play with. Although, you know, I thought we would be speaking of something else, you know. Well, not really, because I wanted to talk about after death. I know I'm not the only light, and all the other lights know who they are when I address them. I hate to say it, but, you know, when I've been working on synergy, energy. And, my husband and I, both of us, we've been, like, collectively doing this new thing with energy. And it's like, I'll come to him like, like, I don't understand. Why does this person make me feel like, I don't know, because our energies, both of our energies, God is good. Our energy is really up lately, and, you know, a lot of good things are happening. So, and then he just hit me with it. He's like, it's their energy, baby. Their energy is not on the same level as yours, and so it's not matching. And so their negative energy is pulling yours down. And I have to say that it's true, because it's like I can be in such a good space, and then I'll speak to somebody, and they will bring my shit all the way down, and then I'm in that funk. I'm not with it. I want good, happy, go-lucky energy. And I wanted to say this, too. It's really not fair to do that to somebody. If your energy, I will say this to people, and all my real friends know that, or any real friend who has had to deal with me when my energy's bad, and you may call me and reach out to me, and I don't call you back. Like, again, you have to be a real friend to know, and a real friend will say, what's the matter, immediately when I don't return or answer, because I'm nosy too, so I'm always bringing up my phone. But a real friend will respond quickly and will say, what's wrong? What's the matter with you? And my energy's down. My energy can go on top of, I have bipolar, but my energy can shoot all the way down. And then when my energy's down, I think it's in a good way, because if your energy's down or low, save that shit for yourself. Have that pity party alone. Don't bring that shit. Don't put that shit on me. I don't want it. And so because when my energy's down and my energy's low, I don't reach out to people. I don't talk to people. I leave people alone, because I will say, like I said, people who really know me, I will say in a minute, my energy was bad, so I didn't want to call you. I don't want you to deal with the bullshit that's going on with me. It's not fair. It's not fair. And energy doesn't just work with live spirits, you know? It doesn't just work with live spirits. It work with spirits that may have passed on and may have rejuvenated. And I won't say itself, you know, they may have gotten the pleasure to be anointed with being a angel and have the, you know, the opportunity to come back and touch somebody or heal somebody, protect someone. That's a gift. That's an honor to be blessed with such a thing. And, you know, so to wrap things up, and we got about 4 minutes left in the show, to wrap it up, I just want to say that, you know, everybody has their own beliefs. Your belief is your own. You can't force anybody to believe what you want them to believe. But try to believe in positive things. Try to believe in things that uplift your energy, that make you feel good inside, that
keep you happy. Try to excuse yourself from people who bring your energy down or who may be going through negative things. And I have to say I've changed that a little bit in my life, because I used to be drawn to, somebody's having a bad time, maybe I need to talk to them and make them feel better. But no, sometimes it's not always the right thing to chase the negative energy just to make it better, you know, because I feel I use myself as a tool sometimes, and I don't like to see the people I love or, you know, that love me in pain and hurt, stressed out. I don't like that. So I want to, I will try to implement myself in ways to make them feel better and stuff like that. And in doing so, a lot of that negative energy can catch on and then holds me down. And then the more fucked up part is then when I'm down and my energy's fucking in the tank because of you, you know, I'm trying to hit me up to see what's good with me. Well, what's your problem? Fuck that. So have positive energy. Let's finish out this week strong. Tomorrow is DJ night. So make sure you're tuning in. Make sure you're sending in your music. Make sure you are getting in touch with me so we can get you in rotation if that's where you want to be. We also have a magazine, Greenleaf Magazine. Make sure you're getting in that. Shout out to people hitting me up behind the scenes trying to find out about the new drop. Black and gold, I think it's black and gold diamond cheese, black and gold cheese diamonds or something. I don't know, me and these names. Okay, now that I'm about to leave, now everybody got their hands up real quick. I ain't even see that. Let me go to the phone lines real quick before I go. Slanda, what's up, baby?
You all ready? It's Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking Slanderizer. I'm good. How are you?
Amazing. Did you hear my story? We got 2 minutes left, but oh my God.
I heard your story, but I had to put the phone down for a second for the last 15, 20 minutes. But let me just touch on that real quick.
Uh-huh.
Don't play around. Like she said, do not fuck around with no motherfucking Ouija board.
Uh-uh.
Leave the Ouija alone. If you don't want that smoke, leave the Ouija board alone.
You got no idea
you
know
what kind
weird?
Of spirit.
Because while she was letting me listen to it, I don't know, did you hear what I said? That she, about the spirit,
I heard
while
that.
She was letting me, yeah, so while she was letting me mm-hmm. listen to it, it was like this weird yangy feeling like, hang up. Like, mm-hmm. what was that?
You know who, cousin, you know better than most that you can bring another spirit into your life. It could be a demonic spirit.
It was like, hang up right now. Hang up. And because I wouldn't hang up Nene call, and you know I got to make a choice between that and Nene, so, and then she's making it worse, talking about, don't be bringing those demonic. Let me go to Mr. Raw real quick. I'm sorry, I can't get to every hand that's up. Let me go to Mr. Raw. What up, Mr. Rizzi? We got 40 seconds left.
What's up, Mr. Riddle? You? Peace and blessings. I just wanted to, he was talking about the beliefs of Muslims, how we believe that there's a Jannah, which is heaven. Paradise, where you have no broken legs, no dirty nails, no fingernails, no sore throats, no back pain. You'll see your loved ones, you'll see your beautiful best friend. You'll live hereafter, just enjoying the goodness of and the mercy of just being amongst all your loved ones. And then, like you said, in the judgment of God on Judgment Day, where he goes over your sins and asks you the questions. I mean, you know, that's just the beliefs that come with that part of what you believe. So all individuals have their own assessment of the way they look at it. Some people don't believe that anything happens at all. And some people believe that, you know, I'm trying to do with the hindsight of trying to do right with your life, because you're looking forward to going to a beautiful place like Jenna, like heaven, like the place where, you know, it's not going to be nothing like this nonsense that you're dealing with here. So you look forward to it. So that's what kind of propels everybody to want to do right and live a righteous life.
All right. Well, we got no more minutes left. We are completely out of time. I'm not even sure if anybody can hear us. So let's say goodnight. We're going to finish this tomorrow. We're going to have to finish this tomorrow. We got no more time left. No more time.
I'm sorry, you know.
Now it's all good.
You got to be sorry. You got to be sorry. You good?
It was a great show. It was a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tomorrow, we're going to let Mr. Rose get his say-so in about the religion thing real quick, because I want you guys to get that information if you can still hear us, and we'll go right into DJ Night after that. Love, peace, and hair grease. We out of here.
Peace.